Hare Krishna. I have a sort of a convoluted question from a Vinayak Swami about his approach and questions about sex life. Basically, he's saying that he would like to have one partner, he would like to be married, but by nature he's very promiscuous, and so he doesn't think that he can be satisfied with just one person for life. And he makes different statements. This is just who he is. And there's not much he can or wants to do about it, and so on and so on. If someone's a Vaishnava, and that's how Srinayak starts off, if someone's a Vaishnava, then his plan in life is to become a better Vaishnava, is to advance in spiritual life, and ultimately go back to Godhead. And that's only possible if one learns how to control a great enemy, which is lust. Kama isha krodha isha raja guna shamudabhava. That's Krishna says, the great enemy. Why is it the great enemy? Because lust or sexual indulgence is something that intoxicates us and makes us identify with this material body. And bodily identification is the primary trap of material existence. So if you strengthen bodily identification, then you strengthen your entanglement in the material world. And the best thing to do is to, therefore, avoid sex life altogether. But since that's not practical for most people, therefore, it should be at least regulated. And regulated means that one has family, one gets married. In this case, he accepts that he has one wife and he has sex solely for the purpose of begetting children. Now, considering that Svinayak wrote that, well, he can't help it, this is the way he is, a promiscuous person. Of course, that's not the way we are, that's the way we're conditioned. We are pure by nature, and unfortunately, our purity has become overcome by material desires. But certainly, it's not easy to control one's sensual urges. But if someone's a Vaishnava is known by his spiritual practice. And that urge of the senses and mind can be controlled and ultimately overcome and purified by very strong spiritual practice, very strong sadhana. So, therefore, the advice to this quote-unquote Vaishnav guy is that he has to really practice Vaishnav life. Can't just be some kind of believer, Kanishtha Adhikari, someone who just, all right, I accept that Krishna's God and that's it. But that we then practice the activities of devotional service to Krishna, which purify our heart and gives us the strength to embark on this no small feat, which is to become free from the lower modes of material nature, to become free from lust, and to ultimately cultivate love for Krishna. And of course, one, even though it may not be an easy thing to do, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives devotees blessings and gives one assistance, recognizing that in Kali Yuga difficult to embark on such a spiritual journey. So what's the advice? If you're a Vaishnava guy, you know, then chant Hare Krishna, follow regulative principles, read Srila Prabhupada's books, and stick to those Vaishnava principles that in regards to sex life that you will find very elaborately described in Srila Prabhupada's books. And then one can really become a Vaishnav. Vaishnav, in Srila Prabhupada's words, is not such a cheap thing, not such an easy thing. Vaishnav is a real exalted designation, and to become exalted, one has to do exalted things. And ultimately, this control of the mind and the senses is really only possible through the process of bhakti. Even the processes of jnana and yoga don't ultimately assure success in that regard, as is seen historically by the downfall of many great yogis. Hare Krishna.